This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for October 19th. I'm Paul Plack. NBAA 2010 officially opens today, and Bombardier Aerospace is introducing the Global 7000 and Global 8000, adding two models to the company's large, ultra-long-range lineup. Garmin is developing an integrated flight deck for the Part 25 business jet market. The G5000 is designed specifically for crew-flown turbine aircraft. Greece has awarded Pratt & Whitney a $34 million contract to supply additional F-100 spare engines in support of the Hellenic Air Force's fleet of F-16s. U.S. Air Force officials have announced that Great Falls International Airport in Montana has been chosen as the seventh operational location for the C-27J Spartan. Boeing thinks that air carriers in Russia and members of the Commonwealth of Independent States will take delivery of about 960 new airliners over the next 20 years, spending $90 billion in the process. Judicial Watch says Nancy Pelosi is still racking up the miles on U.S. Air Force aircraft. American Eurocopter has selected Starflight of Travis County, Texas, to receive its fourth annual Vision Zero Aviation Safety Award. Following up on an earlier memo of understanding, Embraer and newly formed Air Lease Corporation have signed the final agreement for the acquisition of 15 Embraer 190 jets, with five additional options. And Edison II, based in Lynchburg, Virginia, has developed something called the Very Light Car, which will weigh less than some light sport aircraft. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell gets a status update on the Eclipse 500 from Eclipse Aerospace President and Chairman Mason Holland. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.